little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Hey, all right, welcome back, episode 124 of Shadow Games Podcast. Again, we're missing Mimi today, but on the next episode, we're going to have Mimi back and also someone else special. You probably guys know who it is, but we're still keeping it suspense, right, Wayne?
Suspense. Suspended suspense.
You're an idiot. Anywho, so this week we did our... this past weekend we did our Monopoly game, Star Wars Monopoly, which is pretty fun.
That was fun.
Yes. A bit. But,
too many sixes.
There's a lot of sixes. 16, 6, 26. Well, you'll get the reason why when you guys watch the video why we make fun of that number. Especially to one person. that we make fun of really screws everything up.
It's okay, it's all in good fun.
I know, it's in great fun. Let's see. Well, should we share some, share some, movie breaking news, as in,
go for it.
Yeah, well, just announce, in about 6 months from now, one of my favorite movies, Star Trek, the third in the remake franchise, will start filming in about 6 months from now. The other one, feel free, Wayne.
I'm sorry, I'm going blank. We had, what did you just say?
The other one that we are actually waiting for is Deadpool.
Yes,
it's
Deadpool.
It's finally announced. You're a moron.
I was just distracted.
No, you're just a moron. Moron. Anywho, Deadpool was given a green light through, what
Fox.
Company was it? Fox by Fox.
They're taking the time slot that was originally going to be for Fantastic Four.
Yes. So bye that's bye. Yeah, sorry Fantastic Four, but I guess can't beat Deadpool. Any word on who's gonna how are they gonna do it?
Nothing yet. It appears based on some possible quotes from Ryan Reynolds that he may be back in it, but I don't really know.
I hope they don't screw this one up.
I know.
Ryan Reynolds is perfect for that part as Deadpool, aka Wade Wilson. Right?
Yeah.
He has a smart ass voice of his and he's pretty funny. And also rumors that Daniel Craig, aka Mr. James Bond himself, will have
uncredited cameo
on the upcoming Star Wars movie.
I think that's what it was.
I believe you better be right.
Well, yeah. It's either Star Wars or Star Trek, so I mean it's
50-50. Not the same, you moron. It ain't the same.
No, it's not the same, but it's a 50-50 gamble on whether I was right or not.
No, you have to be 100% right, none at all. I told you to look it up earlier, you dimwit. Alright, anywho, well, this week, what have we been playing? For me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest. I've been playing a lot of it on my Galaxy Note 3. Also, I've been playing Donkey Kong Country 2 a whole lot more. You know, getting all the rest of the stuff, coins, done up and whatnot for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Other than that, I've also been playing Super Punch-Out for the Super Nintendo, which is a very, very fun game. And, nice. What else? Of typical Ultra Street Fighter 4 and Ultra Marvel's Capcom 3, or Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3. And, let's see, well, I can't even talk from the last episode. That's about it for me. You know, it's been a long week. It's kind of a hard, especially with work going on, life, stuff, shenanigans, all that kind of stuff. All right, Wayne, what do you got?
I've been doing a little bit of Mario Kart still working on those guys. Jumped into some of the new Super Mario Brothers.
The new Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, I don't know why I had several saying that, but on Wii U, playing a little bit of that. It's still funny though because I just grabbed the controller and it's playing the controller, and I don't worry about turning the TV on. Other than that, I did some Call of Duty. Ghost. Yeah, jumped into some multiplayer on that one the other day. Had some fun with that. Other than that, the typical, a little bit of Transformers Legends, although I'm kind of not putting as much into that anymore. G.I. Joe Battlegrounds, which is staying pretty good. They're doing a good job on keeping that game fun. Doctor Who Legacy. and some more Marvel Avengers Alliance. Typical there. Other than that, I actually have been talking to Groot. He actually has a mobile phone now, and you can text him.
I see you texting him, and Groot comes back as typical Rocket Raccoon says, I and M and Groot all in that same sequences.
Yep.
You're an idiot.
But hey, you can talk to him if you want. You just have to understand, you know, what exactly he's saying, that kind of thing like that. Sure. So if you guys do want to text him, this is actually, it's been floating around all the internet there for you for a while here, but if you do want to text him, his number is 1-866-740-4531.
Say it again.
1-866-740-4531.
Cool. Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that one goes. It's kind of,
ask him anything you want. He'll answer.
I and am and Groot. Thank you, Rocket Raccoon. Moron. All right. Anywho, so it's been about a short week, especially for the news lady. So let's get on with that. Go ahead, Wayne. This is for you.
So Microsoft, it's actually been people have been asking Microsoft and 343 Studios, when are they going to get, say, Halo Reach and ODST on the Xbox One? As you know, that we'll get the Master Chief Collection, which will have Halo 1 through 4, but that doesn't include ODST or Halo Reach.
Yes.
But 343 has come forward saying that enough people have asked about it that we are thinking about it.
Don't think about it. Do it. You
just
know how much
it.
Money you guys gonna make, are going to make? You know how much more bitch slapping is going to give Bungie?
Yeah.
That's going to suck for them. But it's going to be good for you guys. As I said, I've been behind 343 Industries since the remake of the... Halo anniversary, and also Halo 4 as well, right, Wayne?
Yeah.
And awesome, guys, do it, please do it. I'll shut up and give you, shut up and take my money.
Yeah.
Type of thing going on.
I mean, obviously, the reason it's not going to be in the Master Chief Collection is
more money.
No, it's because the Master Chief Collection is focusing on the Master Chief, and
yep,
and ODST and Reach don't feature Master Chief, so. That being said. However, that being said, Reach is actually free right now on Xbox 360 with the games with gold platform. So if you don't have it, go pick it up and play it. And then go bug 343 to get it on the Xbox One.
Do it.
Do it.
So. Lame.
Yep.
Next. Here we go. Unlocking meaningful Halo 5 beta rewards by watching Halo Nightfall. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna watch the Halo Nightfall when that gets
absolutely. We're gonna be watching that one for sure.
Typical, I mean. Hey.
So yeah, if you want the full Halo 5 beta experience, you'll have to watch Nightfall. When you pick up the Master Chief Collection, you'll receive access to the beta and Nightfall. And Nightfall's story is going to lead directly into Halo 5. So it's also going to unlock content in the beta, which we're not sure how well that's going to work out yet.
Yeah, you know how Microsoft and 343 does it.
Yeah, they don't want to sit there and spill the beans just yet.
No,
so.
They'll make us wait for it, typical.
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that. We're looking for the, what is it? The beta launches on the 29th, and we'll run through the 18th, so.
29th of this month till the 18th of October.
No, December 29th.
Oh, December 29th, sorry. What?
December 29th through January 18th. Yeah. Man, some fun news.
Well, here we go. About time, since the Xbox 360 controller is compatible with PCs. Now, PC's new quote-unquote controllers will be the Xbox One. So pretty much it's going to be for all you PC buyers that want to upgrade from the 360 to the Xbox One.
Yep.
What kind of features are going to have on this one, Wayne?
It's basically going to be, you know, getting the same features you get on the Xbox One, basically. basically all it is going to be, it's going to be bundled together in November. The Xbox One controller plus a cable for Windows. It, you know, that way you play and charge at the same time and so forth. That cable is going to be necessary because as of yet there is no way to use the Xbox One controller wirelessly with the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have it plugged in to play.
Yep.
So obviously, you know, they haven't gone into a whole lot of details yet. We're hoping the triggers can rumble and all that stuff, but we'll wait and see how that works. So, I mean, obviously there's already drivers out if you want to plug in another cable, but this will be a complete set you can actually buy ready to go. So.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I know, definitely, because I like the feel of the Xbox One controller. I still like the feel of the Xbox 360 controller. The triggers, I don't care. If one of them breaks down, I'll use the other one.
Yep.
Cool.
Killer Instinct.
Alright, so here we go. Season 2 for the Killer Instinct for the Xbox One will be coming out soon. And let's see. One of my favorites from my Killer Instinct Gold, her name's Maya, is now on the Season 2 roster. Maya is pretty much that Amazon woman that carries two daggers, but now they're gonna... How can I say this? They're gonna change her gameplay up a bit. They're actually use her dagger as a projectile, and also, you know, use her, I don't know how they're gonna use it, because I've seen footage of it from a Maximilian dude on YouTube, and she seems to be pretty cool, so we'll see how this one goes. Pretty much she could, as you know, also other news too as well, if you guys know, but Double Helix was acquired by Amazon earlier this year, casting doubt to see if they're gonna actually continue the support for Season 2 for the Xbox One. And pretty much, yeah. Microsoft says, hey, you know, the game's not going to be affected, thank God, because I'm actually waiting for the rest of the characters to come out.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this one goes as well. Yeah. Next.
So Battlefield Hardline, a new trailer came out that actually highlighted a car chase mode.
GTA status?
Yeah. So this is going to be interesting, you know. You know, obviously, basically, just car chase. I mean, it's not really... I don't know how much crazy you can get to that,
with
but...
car chases, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll be playing Forza Horizon 2, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. It was... Yeah, I may play this, but Forza Horizon 2 is on my list.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, it does sound simple, but there are going to be things such as scoring points by taking your vehicle off jumps, setting up roadblocks, sabotaging vehicles... fighting for control of key resources, you know, like RPGs, I guess. I don't know. Other modes they've heard about, like rescue, cops try to rescue a hostage, you got blood money, cops and robbers each try to recover cash, heist where robbers try to destroy objectives and then escape with the cash inside.
Yeah, typical banks, cops and robbers type of deal.
Yep. I don't know. I'm not really sold on the game yet. The beta didn't really appeal to me when I played it, but...
Of course, it's a beta.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. It didn't really appeal, though.
Alright, as we talked about the past 2 weeks, here's week 3 for the Super Smash Bros. Character eShop sale. Pokemon and Metroid. Let's see. For week 3 sales, of course, we discussed this the past 2 weeks, as I mentioned before. This week, we have Metroid for the 3DS, and for the Wii U, Pokemon Battle, Trozei on the 3DS, sorry. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, Gates of Infinity is for the Wii U. Pokemon Rumble U, of course, for the Wii U, and also Wii Fit U for the U, and all of them are all under pretty much $20.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Wii Fit U is the most expensive one for $20, and the cheapest ones are the both Metroid games for the 3DS and the Wii U for $3.49.
Yeah. So next week we've got, looks like we're going to be talking Diddy Kong.
Yep. Donkey Kong, Kirby, King,
Diddy,
Pikmin, Fox from the Star Fox series, Pac-Man, and the Villager.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Hey! Tune in next week. Next! Well, here we go. So another company that's going into the cloud gaming venture is pretty much Square Enix. It's called Shinra Technologies. The beta will launch next year. Hopefully, first quarter, not before the second quarter starts. It will also include six Square. Let me rephrase that again. We'll include a Square Enix flagship games as well as Agani's Philosophy tech demo. So
yeah,
so this was pretty much, it's just like a Steam, right, Wayne? Pretty much a straight out Steam version for whatchamacallit, for Square Enix. You pretty much buy it, you save it on there, and you play it online.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really quite the same as Steam, but you know, yeah.
But it has the same concept of it.
Same basic concept, more like EA is doing with their, I don't know, it's just more online gaming kind of thing,
yeah.
You know?
Is this the future of gaming right here? Cloud?
That's, well, it's been, you gotta remember, I mean, 4 years ago, when I first went to E3, or 5 years ago, whatever that was, you know, we were looking at different companies. There was companies like OnLive that was there that was doing this and starting up trying to do this early on. I mean, yeah, it didn't really take off until now, but yeah, this is where everything is leading to. They, you know, if, and this is a big if the big ISPs in the United States cooperate and go back to a truly free internet where users aren't going to be being ripped off if they go over a certain amount of data, and aren't going to be, you know, restricted to certain speeds and so forth based on certain content, then yeah, we're going to see this happening. Microsoft wants to make this happen where you can actually just go to your Xbox One, kick up a game, and without even having it on your drive, it'll start playing. You'll be able to start playing it right live from the cloud. Now, they're still working on how to make all that work, but again, we need the big ISPs like AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner, and, you know, Cox and all them to work together with that too. Verizon, right now they don't want to play ball with, you know, innovation, so they're wanting to find ways to sting everybody for money. But that's the way it goes with some of these things. So we'll see how it works out in the future, but we're hoping for the best.
Yeah. Well, next.
Next, we've got, ooh, yes, the Halo 2 HD footage from the Master Chief Collection.
And I've been watching this before we started the podcast, and the guy who's playing this is insane.
He's good.
Insane. Shotgun and sniper rifle footage. If you guys haven't seen it, go to GameSpot.com, and you can actually see it from there. This guy was sniping people off the rails, and he killed three people going up the teleporter using the shotgun?
Yep.
Awesome. It's, he says, also included in the Master Chief Collection, right?
Well, this is what it is. It's the HD remix of Halo 2 that's going to be part of the Master Chief Collection. So, watching this video, you can see how well the graphics are really polished and made, you know, better, essentially, you know, just how improved they are. The sound quality sounds great. You're hearing sound effects that sound better. You know, the weapons and everything look better.
The weapons or the whoppins?
I don't know. There might be a whopper in there.
All right, what else?
That's it.
Hey. So.
No.
Yes. Okay, so, anywho, I guess this has been a short week, as I said, for news and also us for here at Two Shots of Geek. We're also going to give the heads up, we're going to do some more live video stuff of, we're still trying to think of more games to play.
Actually, let's see, what else we got here we can talk about real quick. Loading up a couple things here. We have the new Justice League actually has been animated, has been announced for 2015.
What? I actually like the Justice League animation, the animated series, one of my favorites.
Yeah, so it's going to be a animated series, Bruce Timm, Alan Burnett involved.
Say those two names again.
Bruce Timm, Alan Burnett.
Yay! You know, you can't be a Justice League without those two guys.
And we know from Comic-Con that, you know, Bruce Timm was actually, you know, was announced that Bruce Timm had a project coming. This is going to be part of it.
Yep. One of them.
So in 2015, we're going to get this. It's going to be a three-part animated series from Warner Brothers. It's going to be a much darker superhero line. So really looking forward to see how that works out. And of course, it's Bruce Timm, so it's going to be good. And for you Grumpy Cat fans, Jorge, if you're listening,
Jane Lynch rebuffed Grump. What?
Jane Lynch is going to be the voice of Grumpy Cat in a new movie.
I can imagine Jane Lynch's voice perfectly with Grumpy Cat. This would be awesome.
Yeah. No, wait, is that right? No, you didn't get the role, actually, sorry. It's Aubrey Plaza, I guess.
What?
Yeah?
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so scratch that first. Okay. Listen to the second one. Aubrey Plaza. Is that the voice of Grumpy Cat and pretty much a life?
It's a Lifetime movie.
Cool.
That's going to be premiering November 29th.
Ooh, so must be in the works right now then. Yeah. Are they actually going to use the real Grumpy Cat or Tartar? They're going to have to.
I don't know.
They're going to have to.
Let's see if we can find out for y'all. Let's see. Other than that, I don't think much else was going on in the whole kind of crazy news like that thing going on like there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Alright, so, other than that, actually, if you guys want to put suggestions of what kind of games you guys want us to play live, like we did with Monopoly, if you guys haven't seen it, go ahead and go through our YouTube page and feel free to look at it. It's about 2 hours, fun game. It's myself, Wayne, Mimi, and our friend of ours, Gabe, Mr. Incognito. Yeah, I know. It was pretty funny, and everything just goes to hell and back from there. It's pretty funny. You guys can watch it, comment on it, like it, pass the word around. You know how the shenanigans go.
Yeah, give us ideas because we want to do more fun, crazy gaming.
It's very fun, in my opinion.
But all right, so, back to Grumpy Cat. His movie is going to be called Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever.
Grumpy Cat's a female. You know that, right?
Yeah. It's going to center on a young girl named Crystal, Megan Carpentier, who befriends the cat after learning she's the only person who can hear it speak.
It's like watching Garfield.
Right?
But more grumpy. Okay, I can see myself in this.
Huh, I wonder if they'll eventually introduce John.
You're an idiot. Copyright infringement right there.
Well, you know, they can always work with getting rights and stuff, you know.
No.
That's possible.
Okay, nothing much more for us this week other than this typical shenanigans.
Next month we've got
Kamikaze. We had the San Diego Comic Fest, I believe.
Yeah, that's coming up too, I think.
Yeah, and then let me check my calendar real quick. So pretty much the San Diego Comic Fest. Yep, the San Diego Comic Fest will be October 17th, 18th, and 19th. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here in San Diego. And also, what else is coming up? Kamikaze, too, as well, from the 31st of October.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll be there on Saturday, November 1st. And what else we got coming up, too, as well? Well, let's keep it like that for now. Nothing more from that other than I'm going to a Not Scary Farm on the 4th of October. Oh, yeah. Cannot wait. Haven't been in a while. So, okay, again, feel free to like our page, share our page, hit up our main website for upcoming, articles and whatnot. Hey, what's up with that Loot Crate? Go down.
Oh, yeah. Loot Crate? Loot Crate, if you haven't had a chance to check out Loot Crate and you haven't signed up yet...
You guys are missing out.
Go to my Twitter page, Redneck Poe, and look for my tweets. This next month is going to be epic. Star Wars, Star Trek.
Star Wars,
Star Trek, Firefly... And aliens,
the biggest of the four sci-fi franchises out there.
There'll be something from each one of those in the box. They're saying this could be one of the biggest boxes they send out. So
this would be very fun. I want to see this.
$20. Sign up.
$20 a month. Why not? Right?
Yeah.
Be epic.
So I got a link on my Twitter page at Redneck Poet. So just check it out and sign up.
Yep. Also follow us on our Instagram at Two Shots of Geek, and also for Twitter, Two Shots of Geek at Two Shots of Geek, both at the same time. And so again, you guys hit up our Facebook page. You know, tell us, you guys, what do you want to see us play live? So,
actually, you know what? There is. I guess we should mention this if I can pull it up here. We did lose another very talented voice actor this last. This past week. Yeah, pull it up because I posted it.
You got so much comic books in you, Wayne.
I got a lot of comic books this last couple weeks. So I posted a few pictures of them.
Yes, you did.
Just a few.
You are slow.
Yeah. Yep. So Buster Jones, Edward Buster Jones. So he's a very prominent voice actor. He did a lot of work in the early 80s and 70s. A lot of us know him as the sound of Blaster from Transformers.
The original Transformers animated cartoon series.
He also did Doc from G.I. Joe, Black Vulcan on Super Friends, Winston Zedmore of the Real Ghostbusters.
Winston.
That was back when Arsenio Hall had left the cartoon, so. yeah. He has done a lot over the years,
yes.
So. It's kind of a somber note there that we lost him, but.
Alright, again, so we just talked about before Rain interrupted me again.
Hey, it's easy.
No, I wish I could say the same for your love life. Anywho, again, is this 2 Shots of Geek, and also look out for next episode next week. And so again, we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. It's not as hot anymore. Let's go home, man. Let's get out of here.
Yay.
See what I did there?